Let water flow from every eye of all good subjects in the land. Mountains of fire were raised high, which London City did command. Waste lie those buildings were so good, and ashes lie where London stood. Old London, that 1,000 years the teeth of time could never waste, now to our misery appears in 5 days' space to burn at last. Waste lie those fabrics were so good, and cinders lie where London stood. The 2nd of September at the dismal hours 12 and 1, at midnight up the fire gate in Pudding Lane, and brightly shone, our engines all could do no wrong, till ashes lay where London stood. It overflowed New Fish Street Hill, and then give fire to Cannon Street. Then through the lanes about did wheel, until it with the Thames did meet, as if it would have dried the flood and left dust where the river stood. A strong assisting eastern wind with liberal lungs did fan the flame. The fire so in the water shine, you would have thought it been the same. The flames which swallow all that meat makes nothing to destroy a street. Great congregations made of sparks fill all the churches in the town, that fly up like a flock of larks. The bells and leads are melted down, 'cause we from sin will not return. Pulpits themselves in ashes mourn. Pitch, tar, oil, flax, and ancient wood did make the raging fire so rant, it would not quench unless we could at once have thrown the Thames upon. The fire had burnt up without fear had Humber, Trent, and Tweed been there. The citizens can nothing do but lug their treasure out of town. 30-pound carts are hired now, each private man looks to his own. But every passenger they greet with sugar and wine in every street. Up to the old exchange the fire with bold ambitious wings did fly, and to the top on't did aspire until it all did level lie. But Gresham, he that built it, stands in spite of Vulcan's hot commands. The lofty front of perilous Powell's is now besieged with the flame, in which his wooden entrails rouse, and bravely doth withstand the same. And massy stones like shot let fly out of its own artillery. Women lying in and cripples crawl out of their beds into the field, lest fire should consume them all, against which they had no other shield. In every place the fields were strewed, which like to a great leaguer showed. Our gracious king, the Duke of York, the life guards and their noble lords, both day and night and watched and worked to pull down houses, walls, and boards, that fire might no further go and so consume the suburbs too. God gave a blessing to their hands, for by this means the flames grew lower. It did at once obey commands at both the temple and the tower. At Pie Corner and Alder's Gate, the fire lost his flaming state. At Holborn Bridge and Cripplegate, and in the midst of Common Street and Basing Hall, it was laid flat. It did such opposition meet. Bishopsgate Street and Leyden Hall to Cornhill Standard are saved all. Just at Fanchurch in Fanchurch Street, Clothworkers Hall in Mincing Lane, the fire could no further get, and in Mark Lane was quenched again. And now with heavy losses we are rid of this hot misery. Of French and Dutch many were took upon suspicion of a plot, that they this ruin should provoke with fireworks, which will all be brought on to their trial. But I fear our sinful hearts more guilty are. Three of God's sharpest arrows are, and have been at us lately shot. Civil war, pestilence, and fire, for pride and gain there lies the plot. Beware the fourth, for if it fall, grim famine will confound us all. I know each citizen hath drank a scalding draught of this hot cup, but let him not to mend his bank use greedy gains to get it up. Let them consider what they do, their customers are sufferers too. Then let us with hearts undefiled thank God his mercies are so great, as that the fire hath not spoiled the suburbs and the royal seat. If we still hate each other thus, God never will be friends with us.